This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
For all kinds of industries, the future of revenue is all about mobile advertising. But Derek Thompson of The Atlantic writes in the latest edition that mobile ads are nowhere near as effective as they need to be. Derek, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so where are we right now if you were to look at this in the context of the history of mobile advertising? Where are we?
Right. So right now, we dedicate about 1/10 of our attention to mobile ads. But only 1/100 of advertising spending goes to mobile. And so what people see there essentially is this enormous $20 billion gap. And it matters not just because mobile ads are lousy. That's not necessarily a business crisis to us that mobile ads stink. But if you look across history, the last 100 years of news and entertainment has been made possible because advertising worked. And so it is, in fact, a business crisis that advertising doesn't seem to work right now on mobile, which is exactly where our attention is headed.
Why?
Well, there's two reasons. There's a technological reason, and I think there's a cultural reason. The technological reason is that our smartphones are called smart, but the technology on them that tracks us is actually a little bit dumber than we think. Our browsers are much smarter at following us around the web.
Our web browsers on our computer are smarter.
On our computer. Our desktops are smarter about knowing who we are than our phones right now. The cultural reason is that, you know, when you're watching television, you expect to have about 3 minutes between segments of Desperate Housewives in order to watch some advertisements.
Right.
And you expect when you're picking up a magazine to flip through and maybe spend some time looking at the beautiful spreads and glamour. But right now, mobile ads are lousy. They are annoying. All they do is just get in our face and keep us from the content we want to read. And it makes us much less likely to engage with them, I think, in a meaningful way.
You know, I have to say, in all the mobile advertising that I experience in my life, the only ones that I actually pay attention to are when I'm listening to Pandora and I hear basically a radio ad for 30 seconds or something like that. I listen to those.
Right. And I think that suggests that we are comfortable with advertising. As much as we think that we spend most of our lives ignoring advertising, we're comfortable with it when it appears in places we're familiar. We're familiar with advertising between songs on the radio,
right,
between segments of a sitcom, between pages of a magazine. We still are uncomfortable with it in mobile. And mobile has to figure out how to give us answers to our questions that are just as good or slightly less good than the answers we're going to try to find in the browser and mobile.
Derek Thompson, business editor for The Atlantic. Thank you so much.
It was great to be here.